Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hello, welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about email marketing. We've talked about that in the past. In past episodes, I've talked about how to, the importance of having a good subject line and three ways that you can... I forget what I said now. anyway, I've talked about subject lines, the importance of subject lines, and I've talked about, three ways to boost your email open rates. Because again, if you can't get people to even open your emails, well, then all the trouble you've gone to, writing a great email has just gone to waste. But, for small business owners, especially maybe those who are just getting started, in business and they're looking to grow their list, I know this is one of the challenges, is how do you go about doing this? How do you get that email marketing list growing? Because in order to be able to use email marketing to get leads and sales. So a lot of times, a lot of experts will recommend hosting an online webinar. You can collect email addresses or registration, but if you don't have a big list to advertise the webinar to in the first place, then how can you use that to be a successful email collection device? It's kind of like, the chicken and the egg kind of thing. But that's not to say that that isn't a good way. I want to share with you a few ways that you can actually build up that email marketing list to really be able to take it from a small list into a bigger one. So the first thing to do is, number one, is produce great content. Because if you are... let's say you've got started, you've got 50 subscribers so far. Maybe you've gotten started. If you start sending out an e-newsletter to your current subscribers with your best stuff, then this gives them an opportunity to be able to share that, especially to share that information with their followers. So make sure when you're doing this that you include social sharing buttons and email to a friend links, because you want to make it as easy as possible for your readers to share your content with their friends, with their colleagues, with their family. So make sure you do that. Second thing to do is to create a lead magnet for your website. It could be a special report, it could be an ebook, it could be a video series, an audio series. Possibilities are endless. It could be a list of your favorite tools, it could be an infographic, whatever it is. But offer it on your website in exchange for an email address, and that way then you have this chance to be able to market to them in the future. Another thing you can do is to promote an online offer. So, for instance, you could run a contest and promote it on your blog, on your Facebook page, Twitter account, and then have your entrants submit their email address to be able to be registered for this contest. Next one to do is to take advantage of Facebook and create an email sign-up tab. Now, I know, for instance, that Constant Contact and MailChimp are two email service providers that make it easy for you to create a custom tab on Facebook to collect email addresses. And going along with this, too, another thing to do, I just thought of, is you can also use, if you use Lead Pages, I love Lead Pages. Lead Pages is a tool that helps you to create custom landing pages for things. And you can actually incorporate Lead Pages with Facebook, because you can create a sign up tab or an offer. Say, let's say you've got this offer, this special report that you have on your website. Well, guess what? You could offer it on Facebook as well. Use that lead page that connects with Facebook, and that way then you're again collecting an email address, and you can do it directly through Facebook. So that's another way. Another thing to do is to collect addresses offline If you attend trade shows or networking events and collect business cards from the contacts you meet, then what you should do is after the event, go ahead and send these contacts an email, say, you know, saying, hey, it was great meeting you, and invite them then to be on your mailing list to receive your content. Next one is to take advantage of social networking sites. Like I said, you could promote your ebook and other offer on social networking sites. What's a good way to do this is do it, have like a picture of your ebook and post it on Pinterest. That could be one thing to do. And then you can include a link to your email sign up page in the pinned description. So whether that's directly onto your website, or maybe you can, again, use lead pages and take advantage of that. Another thing you can do is to leverage the power of YouTube. If you are doing YouTube videos, make sure that you include a call to action and a URL on that video to encourage viewers to sign up for your list. And also include links to relevant landing pages in your video description as well. Finally, make sure that if you are offering a free book on your website, you want to leverage your website. Don't just have one sign-up form on like your homepage. Take advantage of the rest of the real estate of your site and make sure that you've got sign-up forms in multiple locations. It could be on your About Us page, your Contact Us page, your blog page, of course, for sure. And all those places can be great things to do. So, hope you got some value out of it today with this podcast episode, and hope you come up with some ideas of how you can start growing your email list, because email is just a wonderful way to be able to stay in contact with people. Oh, you know what? I just thought of another one. Huh. Here's an interesting one. If you are using services like a podcast, for instance, you could invite people to sign up for your podcast I want you to subscribe to my podcast using iTunes or Stitcher Radio. But if you also wanted to become part of my list, you could certainly, well, I tell you what, is visit my website at GloriaRand.com, because then you will see that I do have an opt-in form where I, you will get one of my special reports, and in exchange for you giving me you gave me your email address, and I'm going to give you that good information. Plus, I also do send out a weekly newsletter. It's called The Marketing Buzz. And each week I have tips and strategies on how to be able to use social media marketing, search engine optimization, content marketing, email marketing. So this way you will be on my list. So yeah, that's another way to grow your email list, is invite people through your podcast or maybe your periscoping if you're live streaming, things like that. Take advantage of those things. So, okay, that's going to do it for me. So as I said, I hope you will subscribe to the podcast. And I would love it if you would leave me a review. It would be so nice to get some more reviews on iTunes. I've got a couple so far, but if you would be so kind as to do that, that would be great. I would love to hear your feedback, and connect with me on social media. I'm at Facebook at Gloria Rand, Twitter, Instagram at Gloria Rand. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed, and then I will know that you've been listening to the podcast, because that would be awesome. Okay? Awesome. So that's going to do it for me for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, wishing you all peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.